there. Good morning. It's Brock and Hunter goofing off, just horsing around.
Man, it's National Goof Off Day every day for us, but
look at you, you goofs. Yeah, you goofs.
Specifically today.
You know, I don't get mine told that I'm goofing around. But if you say I'm being a clown, then I'm like, hey, come on now, that hurts.
My dad uses that a lot. God, look at this clown.
Yeah, right. And that hits. That hits hard.
It does, though. It does. Hey, what's that involve? You know?
I'm trying to think who's the comedian. Maybe it's Bill Burr. But he has a good bit on, one of them does, about why saying who's this clown is such an insult. Because, first of all, you're calling someone a clown. And then, second of all, it's a clown that's not even good enough to know the name of, right? So you're a nameless clown. Like, that hurts, man.
You know what involves poor life choices, and nobody really likes clowns anymore. Ever since Stephen King's It came out, it destroyed the image of the clown.
Yeah, like, if I really want to get into someone's head, like, I'll call him a clown. I'll get to him, yeah.
Damn, really? That guy just called me a clown?
What the hell? I don't got big goofy shoes on and a red nose. I'm not a clown, sir.
You know, like, have you heard somebody say that about you? Like, what do you think about Brock, you know? Yeah, that guy's a real clown.
Like, that hurts.
It does, though.
That hurts.
What's that?
You clown?
I'm a clown?
Clowning around? Yeah. Goofball, that's fun. That's just a cheeky, fun nickname. Hey, you goofball. Look at you, little goofball.
It's
but
fun. It's more fun. You know?
Yeah. Call me a dick. That's fine, but geez.
A clown, though.
That hurts. What did I ever do to you?
I got a big red nose and big shoes.
Look at what I got. I got makeup on my face. I'm not a clown.
Yeah. They even took Ronald McDonald out of the advertising at McDonald's because nobody likes clowns. You know, that's how bad it is.
He's the guy.
He's the guy. And even he's out of a job.
Jesus, you clown. Anyway. All right, well, we got some more goofing off to do. We don't have any clowning around. We got some goofing off to do. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you harder every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
All right, let's see. Wednesday, got a good one for you here. Well, I don't want to say good. I got one for you here.
Goofy one?
Yeah, goofy. Your dumb vocabulary for today, smash hole.
What?
Smash hole.
I don't want to be a part of this. This is just, it's you're not even trying to be creative anymore. You're just saying rough words to make me embarrassed and feel awkward.
You're just putting abrasive words together. That's all you.
It's not even clever anymore.
See, but you're wrong on this one though, because it's not what you think it is, or what I think you think it is.
Well, you know what? You're doing a pretty damn good job of leading my mind to it.
Smash hole.
God, I don't know if it's not what I think it is and what everybody else thinks you're getting to. What would it be?
It's a person who becomes.
Oh, it's your mouth. It's something.
Good Lord. No, that's worse. That's even worse. Ah. No, it's a person who becomes a real a-hole when they're smashed, when they're drunk. They become a smash hole.
Oh, okay.
See?
There you go. See? That's not as nearly as bad as.
Yeah, don't lump me in just because your mind goes to the gutter. Gross, Hunter.
Hey, I got reasons.
That. That's true. That's to be fair. The track record on the dumb vocabulary, I know, leans that way.
The greatest. You know?
Example, don't give Al vodka. He becomes a real smash hole. Yeah, we all have that one friend. You're like, why don't you stop
drinking?
Yeah.
Quit drinking at that point if you're just getting angry all the time.
Like, if you've punched more than three pieces of drywall, all right, just stop drinking, all right? You're a smash hole.
Yeah, right.
No one wants you at the party, okay?
I had a buddy who punched a brick wall one time. I'm like, what's the idea?
That's when you end the friendship. All right, what was your?
My hand's broken. Wow.
Yeah. What did you think, you were gonna Kool-Aid man that wall? What are you doing?
Remember back in the day when they said for every action there's a reaction? Well, the reaction to punching a brick wall is a broken hand.
Yeah. So maybe put the drink down. Okay. You're a real smash hole. All right, there you go. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Wednesday. We're going to be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around.